You're listening to another episode of the Headset Advisor audio blog, where we help you to learn more about headsets, speakerphones, and video conferencing so you can make a more informed buying decision. Even if you're just doing research, this is the place for you. Now, here's your host and author, Doug Merritt.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Headset Advisor Tech Review Podcast, where today I'll be comparing two very popular Jabra Bluetooth wireless headsets in the Jabra Evolve 265 and the highly popular Evolve 275. You'll find out what they have in common and what things make them different. So if either of these headsets are on your radar, then this is a podcast you'll want to be listening to. So with that said, let's jump right into it. The first thing is connectivity. That is, what do these headsets actually connect to? And the quick and simple answer is computers and mobile devices. Pretty standard stuff, really. Both headsets come with a prepaired USB adapter, or dongle as it's often called. So whatever you call it, they're included. And so you can just simply plug them into the computer and you'll be up and running in no time. And connecting to a mobile device is pretty standard as well, because that's done via Bluetooth. On both models, you can connect up to a total of 8 devices, and you can switch between 2 devices pretty much on the fly. And that is pretty standard to a lot of Bluetooth headsets these days. That does make it easy to toggle, though, between your computer and, say, a mobile phone. It's seamless, it's easy and quick, pretty much how most all of us like having those devices operate. So next, let's take a quick look at battery life. And this is broken down between listening and talk time, as well as how long it takes to recharge the battery. So let's start with listening time. The Evolve 265 gives you up to 37 hours, and the Evolve 275 gives you 36 hours if you're not using active noise cancellation, because if you are, then it's 33 hours. So really, they're both pretty much the same when it comes to listening time. So what about talk time? Well, let's have a quick look. The Evolve 265 gives you up to 35 hours without the busy light on and 24 with it on. The Evolve 275, by comparison, gives you 24 hours with the busy light on and 18 without the busy light. So the Evolve 265 has the advantage when it comes to talk time at 35 hours versus 24 on the 75. So what about recharge time? You know, how long does it take to recharge those batteries? Well, let's check them out. To recharge the battery in the Evolve 265, it takes 90 minutes, and the Evolve 275 takes 160 minutes. The Evolve 265 gives you 40% charge in 30 minutes. Again, 40% charge, 30 minutes. The Evolve 275 gives you 30% after 35 minutes. So after an hour on the charger, the Evolve 265 gives you 80% charge, whereas the 75 after an hour and 10 minutes gives you only 60%. So clearly the 65 has the edge when it comes to how long it takes to get a recharge in that battery. And worth noting is this: you can continue using both of these headsets while they're plugged in for a recharge. And that's not something that all headsets can do, believe it or not, even some of the super pricey ones. So if you're recharging your headset, you can still use it, which is nice. Now let's see how the microphones compare on these headsets. The Evolve 265 comes with 3 noise-canceling digital MEMS microphones, and the 75 has 4 analog and 4 digital noise-canceling MEMS mics. Though the 75 has more microphones, there's actually a reason for that. 4 of the microphones are used for the active noise cancellation and hear-through features, which, by the way, aren't available on the 65 model. But more on that here in a moment. Still, when it comes to microphones, the bottom line is how the headset sounds and how well the microphone removes unwanted and even annoying background noises. To me, I personally like the sound quality and the noise canceling of the Evolve 265. But that's me. you might have a different opinion because, after all, sound is a bit subjective. But suffice it to say, both of these headsets sound loud, clear, and professional, and both do a very respectable job at removing unwanted background noise. Great sound quality and good noise reduction are two must-haves when it comes to using a headset for business. And while I'm on the subject of sound, I should mention ear speakers. Both headsets use the same 40mm ear speakers, and even though these headsets won't be threatening Bose or Sony, for example, for, you know, audio domination here anytime soon, they actually sound pretty good, especially considering that these are business-oriented headsets. You'll hear your callers loud and clear, and when that urge strikes you to listen to some music, I honestly feel that you're not going to be disappointed. They really sound quite good. Next is wireless range. After all, these are wireless headsets, so it's good to know what to expect when it comes to, you know, the subject of walking and talking. Both headsets are actually ready to give you up to 30 meters or 100 feet of wireless talk range. This is pretty standard for Bluetooth headsets, you know, overall, so really no surprises here. How much range you'll get actually depends upon your environment and the type and number of obstructions, because obstructions are known to degrade wireless signals, which in turn reduces wireless range. The best case would be that 30 meters or 100 feet, and the worst case would be basically, who knows? It again all depends upon your environment. A lot of people do wear headsets for long periods of time, so it's important to know how the weight of these headsets compare, because weight does matter when it comes to all-day wearing comfort. Starting with the Evolve 265 Mono, it weighs 3.4 ounces, and the Duo version weighs 6.2. Shifting over to the Evolve 275, it weighs 6.9 ounces. All of these weights place these headsets into the typical weight category for a single or double-ear headset. Not overly heavy, not overly light, just about right. I guess that's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. But anyway, let's see what software and UC platforms that both of these headsets can be used with. Starting with software, both headsets can be used with the following Jabra software, which, by the way, does require a download. So you have, starting with Jabra Direct, then you have Jabra Sound Plus, and finally, you have Jabra Express. If your company doesn't allow you to download software, you might consider downloading it onto your personal computer so you can take advantage of the many things that the software programs do offer. Moving on here, both headsets are compatible with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Amazon Chime, Cisco, Unify, and Google Meet. Besides the six applications I just mentioned, the Evolve 275 is also compatible with MFI, Amazon Alexa, and Google Fast Pair for Android. The 65 also meets Microsoft's OpenOffice requirements, and it's compatible with Alcatel-Lucent and also Mitel. Among other things, having this compatibility gives you remote call answering with several of these applications. So when you step away from your desk, you'll hear a tone in the headset earpiece, which really is to notify you of an incoming call. Press the call control button on the headset to take the call and press it again to end it. It's super convenient and it gives your callers better access to you, which translates to better service. And I'm pretty sure you won't be missing having to listen to all those voice messages and having those calls to return. As I mentioned earlier, the Evolve 275 has active noise cancellation and hear-through features, both of which are not found on the 65. And here's a quick explanation as to what these features are so you can decide if they're important to you or not. Starting with active noise cancellation, or ANC for short. When there's a lot of noise going on around you, it does make it hard to concentrate. And when you're distracted, you don't always do your best work. And a lot of times you actually don't get as much done because of those interruptions. Active noise cancellation is an electronic feature that counteracts noise, and it's sometimes referred to as anti-noise. So when noise rises in the workplace, simply turn on ANC, and you'll just hear that noise just fade away. And this is a feature that's beginning to appear more and more on headsets, but typically in the premium models. Hear-through is a feature that allows you to have a face-to-face conversation with someone without the need to remove the headset. A lot of us find the constant removing and putting on headsets when you want to talk to someone to be an annoying and, you know, just kind of an annoying thing. And, you know, research actually shows that interruptions, you know, people walking up to you, you know, when you're wearing a headset, for example, can occur up to as many as 11 times per day. So when you stop to figure out how many times that is per week, per month, per year, well, it's a lot. And to give you an idea, it's 2,500 times a year, which is quite a few interruptions when you stop to think about it. With hear-through, simply press a button on the headset to have your face-to-face conversation. And when you're done, press that same button again to return back to your work. And no reason at that point to take the headset off to have that conversation. So a much better way to go. And while I'm on the subject of, you know, hearing, the Evolve 275 gives you more hearing protection compared to the 65. Here's what I mean by that. The Evolve 275 comes with some features called Jabra Safe Tone, Peak Stop, EU Noise at Work, and G616 Hearing Protection, whereas the 65 gives you Safe Tone only. So, if hearing protection is high on your list, then for sure the 75 is the way to go. Last and certainly not least is pricing, because, you know, after all, we all want to know how much things cost, right? Well, to answer that question, the Evolve 265 Mono, the single ear version, is priced at $263, and the Evolve 265 Duo is priced at $274. The Evolve 275 Duo runs $385. And as a footnote, the Evolve 275 isn't available in a mono version due to the active noise cancellation feature, because a mono style design would render ANC just ineffective. So it makes sense that it would not be available in that configuration. And by the way, the 65 and 75 models both come with a 2-year warranty. But if you'd like to get a better price on one of these headsets, here are some ideas for you. Starting with, use coupon code BLOG when checking out on our website, which is headsetadvisor.com. And if you do use coupon code BLOG, you'll get a nice discount on your order. And hey, we all like discounts, right? And if you trade in some old headsets, because a lot of people have them just lying around, you can lower your price even further. And here's a little insider tip. You can actually use the coupon code and the trade-in credit together to give you an even better price. And finally, if you need headsets but your budget is tight, we have a very affordable monthly headset lease program with headsets starting at just $2 per month. And by the way, that low rate even includes replacement accessories like ear cushions, mic screens, wireless headset batteries, and so on. Your warranty never expires either, so you'll save money on costly repairs or replacements, and you'll, of course, avoid the cost of those accessories that I mentioned a moment ago. So, to learn more about any of our programs, just reach out to us at headsetadvisor.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a Contact Us tab. Just click on that, and you'll see several convenient ways that you can reach us. And if you have questions or just need a recommendation, you know, that's compatible with your system, just let us know, because we've been helping businesses with their communication needs since I started the company way back in 1994, you know, when gas was averaging about $1.14 a gallon. Yeah, that long ago. Well, our helpful California-based advisors are available to answer your questions and give you the help that you need. So really, don't hesitate to reach out. Well, that pretty much wraps up this episode. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to check out today's podcast, and I hope you learned a little something about how the Jabra Evolve 265 compares to the 75. So whether you're looking for headsets, speakerphones, webcams, video conferencing gear, we're on this stuff like a blanket. So make sure to check out or check back often for some fresh, new, and helpful content. So until next time, I'm Doug Merritt saying thanks for stopping by, and I hope you'll join me again real soon on another episode of the Headset Advisor Tech Review Podcast.